This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome to a brand new episode of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with me, Gary Wilson, and her,
Chelsea Little.
And this week's episode is full of so much for you to feast on, including a pub crawl that went to another dimension. We asked you who would be on your celebrity squad. I transformed into Dr. Love Little
Don't. Because every time you do it, you don't say love properly anymore.
Love.
Oh, it's enough to curdle your milk.
It has to be done.
Yeah, but you did have some good advice, though, for the lovelorn and single.
Kent was coughing for England. You gave people plenty of sporting excuses.
Yes, I'm here to help when it comes to not working hard.
Selling Sandra was back on WhatsApp group chat with something all barbecue lovers might want.
I think her product description needs a little bit of work, if I'm honest with you.
There was a scandal in Chatham. A Kent icon is undressed.
This is really beyond the pale. Okay, all of that and much, much more. It's not for the faint-hearted. It's coming up in this episode of the Breakfast Buffet podcast from KMFM Breakfast with Gary and Chelsea. It's called
Coughing for England, Bridgerton Balconettes and Glasto Celeb Tattoos.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's been picking around the group chat this week then?
Selling Sandra is back.
Oh, Selling Sandra.
She's got a barbecue poke stick up for grabs. That's what she's labelled it as.
What's a barbecue poke stick?
I presume it's something that you use to like poke things on the barbecue with.
What are you poking things for?
I don't know.
What's Sandra doing with things on the barbecue? Stop poking my sausage, Sandra. What's wrong with you?
Is that not done? Do we not poke sausages? Is that
not
a thing?
No, certainly not.
So you wouldn't want Sandra's poke stick?
No, has she poked things with it already?
I don't know. She didn't tell me if it's been pre-poked.
Well, I need to know. I'm not touching her poker.
Update on Brew with a View, which is our new thing. It's a new feature for the WhatsApp group chat, which is where people share a picture of their drink and the view.
Looking out, yeah.
James is the winner this week. He had a caramel latte.
Oh.
And a Friday evening clouds. And I have to say, the clouds were clouding. They looked like Disney clouds in the background.
I don't want clouds in
my
view.
You don't want clouds?
I don't want clouds. No. But I'm sure it was very nice. I'll try the old, what was it? What
caramel
was
latte. He put a little drizzle on top as well. He proper treated himself. Yeah.
Well, there you are. For drizzle on the forecast there with the clouds.
And then history news from Henry.
History news?
He was trying to start a history club and nobody wanted to join him, so he's doing it on his own.
Surprise. Good luck.
Bless him. And he did some research and found out the building we live in was originally built for the poor and leprous.
Oh.
Relatable.
I don't know if that's particularly we should be laughing about, but isn't there talk that's haunted as well? We need to get to that one.
It is definitely
week.
Haunted.
Anyway, wow, so much ground covered there. We had highs, we had lows, we had sweet drizzles. It's everything you could want and more, as ever, in WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
WhatsApp group chat.
Whoa.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Oh, psychic news reaching me from the ether. All the way from Plymouth.
It's the end of the earth, that.
Zara Fleming, this story is about. Now, Zara, she is a medium.
She's a medium.
She can talk to and hear from the afterlife.
Oh, my God.
And unfortunately, it happens to her even when she's trying to relax with friends down the pub.
So it's no time off as a medium,
no,
is there?
No time off. You're always on as a medium. So she hears from spirits while she's in the pub. And they say to her, Sarah, you need to go to a different pub because there you'll see, let's say, Dave. Dave needs some news through the ether from the other side. So she has to say, girls, I'm sorry. We've got to finish up here. Nick these ones.
Because Dave needs me.
We've got to get to the next place. Except she can't say it. Of course, she'd be laughed out of the pub. laughed out of the pub she would be. So she has to make her excuses. You know what? Just not feeling the vibe here. Let's just go down the Dog and Duck instead. So they go down the Dog and Duck and she gives them their news.
Yeah.
These people that she's bumped into. She says sometimes they're taking her back. Sometimes it scares people. But often it's a very welcome response. Really? Girl dragging herself in from the next pub along the road, telling you she's got a word from the ether from the other side. I'm sure that goes down very, very well indeed. But there you are. If you need an excuse to get that drink down here and get to the next pub, just tell them it's the spirits.
It's the other side.
It's the spirits. It's also the cocktails and the shandies and the beers. And the lagers.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
If you could hang out with celebrities, who would you have in your squad? That's what they've asked people. Alison Hammond. A lot of people want Alison Hammond in the squad. Adele.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift. People want in there. Ed Sheeran. David Beckham. Idris Elba.
Oh.
Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't want Deadpool in their gang. One of the surprises, though, when you think about it, excellent. Martin Lewis, money-saving expert.
That's smart.
That is, if you're going out and you don't want to be fleeced for your drinks.
Oh, Martin will
Martin's,
sort you out.
But he gets the hump, though, hanging out with you all. Idris
would.
And Ryan, they're just sitting there with their feet up,
they're
having another
chilling.
Drinky poos. Martin's at the bar again. Sorting
never
out.
Gets a day off
you
for
go, Martin.
Martin.
You see if you can get some free peanuts while you're at the bar, Martin. He know he's the man to hang out with. Who would you have in your squad? Oh,
that's a difficult one. I think I'd go. I love Zendaya. I think she'd be fabulous. So I'd want
she's
her
cool.
to be the bestie.
Okay.
And she's just like cool and fun, isn't she?
Yeah,
and Zendaya
cool.
always comes with Tom, so you get two for the price of one there.
Okay, Zendaya, free Tom with every Zendaya.
I'd have Peter Kay for the lols, just cracking jokes
oh,
all the time.
Oh, that would be good, yeah. He doesn't really like going out, does
yeah.
he?
Yeah. But he can just sit in a corner, that's fine.
Yeah, okay.
And I think I'd get this as Rogue, but I'd have Tyson Fury for protection.
Oh, that's good.
Because you know when you're on a night out and you just want to dance and just people leave you alone?
Yeah,
Tyson Fury next to you, no one's coming
near. No one's getting anywhere. Apart from that bloke who just beat him, obviously.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
In my thorough research for the show, I've come across a new word. Balconette.
Balconette.
Any ideas?
A really impressive hair fascinator.
You were good with really impressive. Let me give you a clue. It's something to do with Bridgerton. Bridgerton has caused a huge, let's say, uplift in sales of, you know.
Is it to create a nice little shelf?
It's a balconette. That's what it is. A small balcony on which you could,
I might, you know what, how much are these? I'm going to look into that.
the Regency-style silhouette, let's put it that way.
Yeah.
The sales of bras that create that have surged since Bridgerton has returned to TV screens.
Look, we can all do with a bit of help sometimes.
Yeah, sure. I'm not saying anything. I'm not even getting into it any more than just the word, the balconette, which I'm enjoying. It sounds quite la-di-da, if you ask me.
It sounds quite classy, doesn't it?
It does, and I think that's the way we should keep it, because that's very much our style.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Anyone that's thought about dumping their significant other this morning, hold off.
This morning! 7:10. Oh,
look, mine
yeah.
stole the duvet
Dr.
last night.
Love, yes.
It's
Love.
Serious business. Yeah. People know.
Oh, it's magical, the vibes you bring in.
Anyway, I'm telling people to take a deep breath and hold off.
Right, okay.
Because if you do dump, then this is your option.
I'm just going to make some notes. Live in misery. Yep, okay, you carry on. Yeah, carry on.
Because what you're faced with if you are single is these new ways apps are trying to get people to meet each other. Now, Tinder, there are other apps available, has created a new way for people to meet and get to know one another, and it is a running club. As if dating wasn't torturous enough, they now want people to run. And the whole concept is that you can run at a chatty pace and flirt. Now, I don't know if you've ever tried to run, but all I'm thinking about is trying to breathe and not do weird things with my arms.
Run and flirt.
Run and flirt. I'm going to be bright red and like... So, but to be fair, I guess if you pull someone when you look like a T-Rex trying to inhale oxygen, I guess it's a win all round, isn't it?
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
You okay?
Everyone, join with me. Just cough along with me. You have a go as well. Have a go. That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Mm. Yeah. Now, everyone, you need to start coughing because it's the England Games Day and you're going to need to get off work early. They reckon 220,000 people are going to use coughing as an excuse to get out. Up to 2 million people. 2 million people are going to try and skive off work today. Okay, so
I love this.
So the cough is coming. The football flu is what they're calling it. It's on the way. It's going to strike. It's going to strike us down later on today. We're going to have to go home early.
It's going to have to be done.
What I'm suggesting is don't just start hacking away, you know, at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
You've got to build it.
You've got to build it. You've got to play the long game here. You've got to plan ahead, okay? So just, I mean, if you were really thinking about it, yesterday at work, you'd have been like, oh, and someone would have said, you're right, John. Just a bit of a
scratch.
Bit of a tickle. Sure, it's nothing. Don't you worry about me, Jan, you would have said. But then today you can really start ramping it up. But start it early.
Yeah, you've got to get in there while you're making your morning brew.
You
need to be coughing by the kettle.
Right.
Just a little.
Yeah, just a little.
Just a little one.
Don't get all phlegmy.
Just
play it safe.
Maybe eat a lot of dairy today as well. Build that phlegm up.
Dairy
helps with the phlegm.
All right, yogurts for breakfast, everyone.
Yeah.
Bowl of cereal with milk. And
chocolate bar for a snack.
And a block of cheese. a 2 kilo block of cheddar at lunchtime. And enjoy the football. Come on, England!
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker snack!
Yes, it's time to play our game where you've got to try and work out the snack that Chelsea is enjoying simply by the noises it makes. Chelsea, over to you.
Oh, yeah. Here's the crack.
It's a
dull one.
Sorry
this
to interrupt
time.
You mid routine, but
that's okay.
It just was a very dull. I wanted to point out so that people knew we'd done something because it was almost inaudible, which makes a game like this tremendously difficult. Let's hope this can make up for it.
You will be able to hear the snap though.
So Sarah, what are you saying the snack is on Cracker Snack?
I think snack is a Kit Kat.
Kit Kat.
And what made you come to that decision, Sarah?
I've eaten a few of my time.
Eaten a few. Okay. Can you tell us how you... Did you break each little stick off and then crunch down and through? Do you nibble off the edges? Do you do one big bite across two or four sticks?
Yeah, what's your Kit Kat method?
Chocolate the edges first.
Edges.
Oh, I do that. It makes it last longer, doesn't it?
Yeah. Makes more mess also. Have you seen this new fad? Rob and Numi did a video of it the other day. Dipping your Kit Kat in ketchup. Have you tried that?
Oh, no.
No? Okay.
Sounds disgusting.
It does sound disgusting. And I've got to admit, they didn't win me over with the video.
No, I wasn't convinced. I wasn't convinced, no.
Okay. Well, it's wonderful snack stories there. This is our new
snack
spin-off.
Snack stories. Love it.
With Sarah. Sarah's snack stories. Sarah, let's find out if this is the correct answer and could win you a super secret something.
Sarah, I do love a Kit Kat. And I do approve of your nibbling methods. But it's incorrect!
Oh, no! It's a rollover!
No.
It's a rollover, not a Kit Kat. Sarah!
You too! Bye!
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
Today it could be the longest day of the year. Yes, it's the longest day, everyone! It's the longest day! So, long day. Long things.
We
want the longest things in Kent to go for the longest day. Let's salute the longest things in Kent on the longest day. What have you got for us?
Vanessa in Canterbury straight in with the coastline of Kent. It's 350 miles long.
That is long. That's very long. Thank you, Vanessa. Hello to Bex in Bearstead. The summer term at school, 7.5 weeks. That is long. That is long. Especially, I'm guessing that Bex is a teacher.
Yeah, I was going to say, shout out to any teachers.
That are going to be feeling that the most.
Morning to Andrea in Raynham, who said, well, district athletics is tomorrow, so we need to wait and see. Does that mean she's going to be running a really long distance?
Could be. Longest run, longest jump, it could be at the district athletics tomorrow. It could be that. Hello to Elaine in Ashford. Maybe the longest bit of painting ever known to mankind. I'm waiting for mine to be finished. We're on coat number 7.
Seven?
Seven coats. What is it you're painting? It's going to be so... If it's a door frame, you're never going to get a door closed in it. It's going to be so narrow. But she says, never buy orange paint.
Oh.
Good advice.
Morning, Benjamin in Ashford. A lot of people are going to relate to this one. The longest thing has to be the stairs at Wetherspoons that lead to the bog.
Yeah!
Why are they always so far away and they're always upstairs?
Yeah!
I don't want to go upstairs.
Winding stairs. It's like Harry Potter's stairs. They move around. You don't know where you're going, where you're getting off. The paintings on the wall start talking to you.
They do. They always look at you. They
it's
follow
incredible.
You,
you go down this alley, down that alley, down that. You open the door, you go into the bathroom, you're at home. Yeah. Now this is my toilet.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Hello to Lindsay Ann. Says, I've got the longest list of unfinished jobs around the house. 3 years in, and I'm waiting for my husband to do his winter jobs. We've had 3 winters so far. We haven't had the winter jobs done yet. Well, winter's only 6 months away.
Morning to Sammy in Sheerness. Her longest thing is waiting for her child to get to the end of their story.
Oh, that can seem like an eternity. Hello to Leon, who says, Mepham. Let's not forget Mepham, the longest thing, the longest village in England.
I love this. What a claim to fame.
Yeah.
Simon in Chatham has the longest toboggan run in the UK at Capstan.
He's got it, as he? Lucky fella. Hello to Ross in West Malling. The longest thing would be my car collection list. Oh, yeah, got a load of bangers, have you, Ross?
Love it. Morning to Sandwich Folk and Ale Festival. They have one of the longest festivals. It's 6 days long.
Six days of fun. That is a long one. And hello to Emma Mackins, who says, I heard that you'd be talking about the longest things in Kent. And so far, can I just say that I'm highly disappointed? Don't know what she means.
Emma, behave.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
I know if you're already texting people this morning, maybe throwing in a few emojis. There's a few emojis that people really want that they haven't got yet. They want a vinyl emoji, because everyone's talking about vinyl. Vinyl's cool.
Yeah, make you come back.
So they want a vinyl emoji. They want a trombone emoji. I'm surprised there isn't one already. Is that how they go?
Yeah.
You're so musical. Brace yourself for this one then. And I thought there was already one of these as well, but people also want there to be an emoji for a harp. Are you doing a sound for a harp? Okay, no is the answer.
And, I can do the gesture.
And they also would like a seagull emoji.
Why?
Even though they cause absolute chaos.
I don't want to cause chaos on my WhatsApp
well. No, I suppose that's the thing, though. People want to tell you about what happened to their chips when they were down at Broadstairs.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Sports news!
Uh-oh.
News from the England camp here. They're in the Weimar area of Germany, and there are certain rules, laws even, which could be affecting the team over there. There is a rule where grass may not be cut. You can't cut grass on a Sunday. And you're also not allowed to eat eggs on a Sunday.
What? What are you meant to do for breakfast?
You just have bacon on it.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm thinking some people will be... The people that have written this story are concerned.
They are concerned.
But no, don't. This is perfect. Get your excuses in early. This is what I was talking about last week. When you're trying to get out of work... You have to start early with pretending that you're ill and work your illness
that's
up.
True.
So this is the same. Start your excuses early. We're going well early. First thing Monday morning, game's not till tomorrow night. We're getting in there early. Oh, yeah, it's because the boys were lacking protein because they couldn't have their egg sandwiches. Oh, yeah, it's because the boys kept tripping over on the training pitch because the grass was too long.
No, it's like it catches in their boots.
Catches in their boots.
This
so there you are. The excuses are in early. We're all set up for an abject failure.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
And the countdown is on for Glastonbury this week for anyone going. And something a lot of people didn't think they'd be ticking off their bingo card this year is a temporary tattoo by Russell Crowe. I saw this the other day. Right, first mic drop. I didn't realise Russell Crowe was in a band.
20 20-odd foot of grunt, I think they're called, something like that.
Well, this one's called Indoor Garden Party. Okay. So I don't know if he started a new one as well. But he's performing at the age of 60. So what a legend anyway. But he's also designed temporary tattoos along with the likes of Lulu for WaterAid. And he's going to be sticking them on people.
You can't just show, along with the likes of Lulu, like that's a sentence that anyone can get their head round at 6.51 in the morning. Russell Crowe, Gladiator, Maximus Meridius, Meridius.
Yeah.
And Lulu. Have designed temporary tattoos, and we've all got to take like that. That's
fine.
Yeah,
you've just got to take that as a mic drop for 2024.
Gary and Chelsea, KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
So Love Island, there's been a security breach at Love Island. The perimeter has been breached. Everybody, the suspects are white, fluffy, with four legs, and make baa noises. Sheep. Because in the middle of this Majorcan estate that they're on, there are sheep. Now, the farmers, you know, the sheep go wandering off. They need to keep track of the sheep. First of all, the sheep have wandered into, like, Love Island, the outer bits of Love Island, and the crew have had to escort them back to where they should be. But also, the farmers have tied bells onto the sheep so they can find them okay. And, of course, when you're trying to edit the audio of some gorgeous-looking people sat by a swimming pool, they have to keep editing out the whole time.
Because the sheep are just creating a little soundtrack for them in the background.
Exactly. So it's like, oh, did you see Katie in that bikini? You could see her. You know what I mean? There's and they've got, oh, no, what did she? What could they see? We'll never know. Hey, babe, do you fancy her? We don't know what they fancied.
Oh, my goodness. Missing out on all the key gossip.
Look at the size of his. We don't know.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
It's Cornwall. And hope that the same does not happen here. The Royal Mail have been coming under attack.
Oh, no.
They've been having envelopes and post ripped from their hands by seagulls.
Seagulls are that hungry now, they're leaving the chips alone and going for the envelopes.
Well, they think they might be protecting their, you know, where they're sort of nesting and hanging out. And if someone comes too close, even the postman and women, they're getting swooped upon. In so much so, the Royal Mail have actually had to brave posting a letter to people to tell them we can't post letters to you. Quite how they did that, I don't know. It says, you know, sometimes we're going to have to take your letters back home again and try again the next day because
the seagulls are
giving us so much grief. Now, I'm thinking, can't we all be friends? Can't we all get along? Can't we all make a few quid out of this?
I'll go on.
Why not? You know, they could talk about bringing drones in.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to remote control drones to bring you packages and stuff. Train the seagulls. They obviously love it.
Maybe that's what they're trying to hint at. They're like, look, we're unemployed over here.
Yeah.
We're looking for jobs. Hello.
Yeah. So look, let me show you.
Look, I'll do it.
I'll take those jeggings you've got from Shine. I'll nip them down to number 47. You're right. The seagulls are trying to hint. They just want to join
and they're
in.
They're just not listening.
We need little uniforms for them. Of course, shorts, because we know all postmen wear shorts. Little pair of shorts for the seagulls.
Yeah, they look great. Yeah, they need a cap so they don't get the sun in their eyes.
And a little cap and a little ID badge. A lanyard. So when they land, you know that they're the real deal.
You know
not
they're
just
the post seagulls.
Seagull that's trying it on. Seagull postal delivery. You heard about it here first, folks.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
And anyone that lives in or around Chatham, I saw something alarming yesterday.
Uh-oh.
You know the Sir Thomas Waghorn statue?
Oh, no. Don't tell me.
He's coneless.
The cone's not there?
It's not there. I drive past pretty much every day.
Where's the cone?
And he had two cones at one point. One on his arm and one on his head. Drove past yesterday, no cones,
he's
not a single one. He's been deconed, he's naked.
Naked Thomas Waghorn.
Thomas Waghorn is naked on a Sunday. It was a holy day.
That's a day of
criminal.
All the days there should be cones in position.
A Sunday is one of them.
For goodness sake.
So
well, if anyone's seen the cone,
fix it immediately.
Especially on a hot day like today, because everyone's having cones today.
he needs to be part of it.
Yeah, when you finish yours, You know what to do with it. No, please don't do that. We're only joking. Thank you if the council's listening.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.